Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Colin Ray starting against Frankie Montas. Rubber game of this series on Father's Day. And it did not start the Brewers' way. A triple from Ellie De La Cruz, then a sac fly from Candelario in the first, then a Cruz wreaking havoc on the bases in the third. He scored from second on an error from Colin Ray on a pickoff attempt, and then a solo homer from Spencer Steer in the fourth. It was 3-0 Reds, and the Brewers had only had one hit in the first four innings against Frankie Montas. But hey, that's why we play nine. It all started with a leadoff double from Joey Ortiz in the fifth. Sal Frelick singled as well and put men on the corners for Jackson Chourio.
Jackson waiting. And the pitch. Big chopper hit to short. De La Cruz has it and throws out Jackson Chourio on a nice play. But a run scores.
Bob Uecker's call, and the Brewers still really struggled with runners in scoring position to this point. They were just 4-54 on the homestand with runners in scoring position. But one thing that never has a bad day is the Brewers' defense. Sal Frelick got in on the party.
Swinging a liner into right center and caught with a diving grab by the speedster for the crew, Sal Frelick.
Sal Frelick. Just making another great play for him, and that sparked the Brewers in the bottom of the sixth inning. A leadoff single by William Contreras, a great nine-pitch walk by Christian Yelich. It chased Montas from the game. Brewers trailing 3-1. Two men on, nobody out. Right-hander Lucas Sims is on, facing Willie Adames.
Sims deals, swing and a drive to center and deep. Three-run shot out of here!
And turned the scoreboard upside down, and in doing so, he put Colin Ray in line for the win. He delivered a quality start yet again. In the seventh inning, though, stressful times for the Brewers. Two men reached against Nolan Paredes. He was relifted for Jared Koenig. He struck out Stuart Fairchild and got Friedel to ground out to leave two stranded. Brewers still leading 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh. A single by Bryce Turang. He stole second base, got to third on a bad throw from the catcher Luke Maley. Then, with men on third and one out, Christian Yelich up there to swing right? Nope. Got you guessing.
4-3 Brewers. Infield still up. Maul kicks and throws home. Squaring to bunt, lays it down. It's a beauty. They go home. They go to first. No outs anywhere. A base hit bunt for Christian Yelich to make it 5-3.
The squeeze works to perfection. Jeff Levering on the call, and man, that insurance run would be huge because Ellie De La Cruz in the eighth would hit a right-handed home run, only his third of those this season out of 12 on the year. That made it a one-run game. So it's 5-4. There was a chance the Brewers could avoid Ellie De La Cruz. He was due up fourth in the top of the ninth inning against Trevor Megill. Struck out Tyler Stevenson. Then Stuart Fairchild reached on an error on a throw from Willie Adames that got away from him. That meant they would have to face Ellie. But no, Friedel would pop out, so that meant they would intentionally walk Ellie De La Cruz and face Santiago Espinal, who had come in for defense and ended the game with some fireworks.
Trevor Megill swinging a pop-up. Shallow center, base hit. The throw coming home. It is going to be... The throw, 8-2, ends the game.
What a call from Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. And man, what a finish to this Father's Day Classic. The Brewers win 5-4. Blake Perkins comes through with the outfield assist, and the Brewers claim the series over the Reds.